This Week in Palestine, a service of the International Middle East Media Center, www.imemc.org, for October 25th through 31st, 2008. The third Free Gaza boat arrives in Gaza. Meanwhile, Palestinians mark the 91st anniversary of the Balfour Declaration. Palestinian parties are set to meet in Cairo for unity talks while Israelis are preparing for early elections. These stories and more are coming up. Stay tuned. Let's start our weekly report, as usual, with the nonviolent actions in Palestine, where Palestinians marked the 91st anniversary of the Balfour Declaration of 1917 in their anti-wall nonviolent protests this week. Israeli troops wounded a 7-year-old Palestinian boy as they attacked nonviolent protesters who were demonstrating against the apartheid wall Israel is building in Al-Masara village south of Bethlehem on Friday at noon. Mohammed Briji, a spokesperson of the Popular Committee Against the Wall in Bethlehem suburb, said this demonstration is also to mark the 91st anniversary of the Balfour Declaration of 1917, during which Lord Balfour, the Foreign Secretary of the UK, declared his government's support for establishing home for the Jewish people in Palestine. The protesters carried Palestinian flags and signs condemning the Balfour Declaration. Troops obstructed the marchers and shot tear gas and concussion grenades at them. Eyewitnesses reported that Abada Zawahra was wounded in his arm and face as he was pushed by the soldiers, causing him bruises. Zawahra was transferred to a nearby clinic for medical treatment. In the nearby Al-Khadr village, the residents organized a prayer at the main road in protest of the confiscation of their land by Israel for the construction of the apartheid wall. Samer Jaber, one of the organizers of the protest, spoke to IMEMC.
Today at Al-Khadr, tens of Palestinian farmers congregated to hold the prey on their certain land where the path of the wall is going to cut them from their own lands. They held this prayer to send a message to the entire world that they are struggling and striving to protect their own lands, that they depend totally on this land to earn their own daily resources.
Today, the villagers of Bel'in organized a march after the Friday prayer against the construction of the apartheid wall on their land. The villagers were joined by a number of international and Israeli human rights activists. The protest also marked the 52nd anniversary of the massacre of Kfar Qasim and the 91st anniversary of the Balfour Declaration. Protesters carried Palestinian flags and signs holding the United States and Britain responsible for the conditions in Palestine, for their support for Israel that is ongoing with building the wall and more settlements on Palestinian land. The Vice President of the European Union, Luisa Morgantini, joined the protest with one other parliamentarian, Chris Davis. Israeli troops came through the gate and pushed Luisa Morgantini and Chris Davis, who fell down to the ground. As the protest reached the fence, troops closed the gate, stopping the protesters from going through, and fired tear gas and concussion grenades, causing dozens to choke. Troops also fired several rounds of rubber-coated steel bullets, injuring 7 people. The wounded were identified as Ponal Jose, Maysoon Azam, a reporter for Al Arabiya TV, in addition to Iyad Burnat, Adib Abu Rahma, Kamil Al-Khatib, and Abdullah Abu Rahma from Bel'in. A music band from the USA called Olive Trees Circus played guitar, accordion, and sung for peace during the action. 4 Palestinians were wounded in Na'aleen today as the Popular Committee Against the Apartheid Wall in the village organized the weekly protest on Friday midday. Mayor of Na'aleen, Ayman Nafi, told IMEMC that the protesters were completely nonviolent. However, the Israeli troops attacked them with rubber-coated steel bullets and tear gas canisters. He identified the injured as Khamis Amira, 28, Imad Tantour, 18, and both were wounded in the arms, while Saad Amira, 20, was wounded with rubber-coated steel bullet in the face. Meanwhile, Alaa Khawaja was wounded in the back. The 4 were treated in the medical center in the village, and their wounds were described as moderate. In the Gaza Strip, the Free Gaza Movement announced on Wednesday the arrival of its third Gaza boat, SS Dignity, to the Gaza shores in bid of breaking the Israeli blockade of the coastal territory imposed for the past 17 months. The new boat is loaded with 27 international Arab and Palestinian peace activists who sailed from Cyprus despite bad weather conditions in the regions. Despite bad weather conditions in the region and despite threats by Israeli Navy gunships to stop their boat. The Free Gaza Movement issued a press release on Tuesday saying that they have received information through media that Israeli Navy is threatening to forcibly stop the boat from entering Gaza without providing any reason for that. On August 23rd, SS Liberty and Free Gaza boats arrived in Gaza shores in solidarity with the besieged Gaza's 1.5 million residents. As the Palestinian political parties are set to meet on November 9th in a Cairo-hosted National Unity Conference, Israel parliamentary blocs are preparing for early elections called for by the head of the ruling Kadima party, Tzipi Livni. More with IMEMC's Rami Alwigari in Gaza Strip.
Representatives of Palestinian factions involving the ruling Hamas party in Gaza and the Fatah party of the Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas will participate in a comprehensive national unity dialogue in Cairo with the hope of ending their divisions and forming a national unity government. The Hamas party in Gaza welcomed a Cairo-prepared document that sets the broad lines for successful talks between Hamas and Fatah, which have been at loggerheads since Hamas took power in 2006 parliamentary elections. Earlier this week, in an interview with IMMC's Rami Almighari and was published on the website of Electronic Intifada.net website, Dr. Ahmed Youssef, advisor of the Hamas Prime Minister Ismail Haniya, commented.
The Cairo document is a good to start with. There are some reservations, yes, but this is something that we will be able to solve when we sit together and address these issues. We have some concern. Some of the things need to be clarified with the Egyptians and with the rest of the Palestinian political parties, and that's what we're going to address in Cairo when we meet in November 9th, inshallah.
The Fatah party also welcomed the document, as Fatah spokesperson Ahmed Abdurrahman said his party is heading for Cairo to end the division and return to the situation back prior to June 2007, when Hamas took over Gaza. Other Palestinian factions in Gaza voiced the same stance, looking forward to a successful Cairo dialogue. Meanwhile, on Thursday, the ruling Hamas party in Gaza released 17 Fatah members jailed in Gaza prisons for the past several months. Hamas calls this a goodwill gesture for the upcoming dialogue. Also, Hamas called on the Fatah-allied Palestinian government in the West Bank to take a similar step by releasing more than 100 Hamas supporters. In an interview with the IMEMC's Rami Almighari, Fawzi Barhoum, Hamas spokesman in Gaza, commented.
They are listening to Hamas supporters and leaders and the prominent members in West Bank. According to the implementation of the, unfortunately, the security part of the roadmap, and according to the security collaboration with the occupation, they are listening to Hamas supporters and leaders and the prominent members in West Bank.
This week, Israeli media sources said that the head of the ruling Kadima party, Tzipi Livni, called for elections after she has exhausted all possible efforts to form a coalition government involving all Israeli political parties. Also this week, in the Israeli parliament, the leader of the Israeli opposition, Benjamin Netanyahu, pledged to his party that his political platform will not include any concessions for the Palestinian-Israeli peace talks, mainly on subject of Jerusalem and the problem of Palestinian refugees. Earlier, Livni voiced willingness to continue negotiations with the Palestinians until reaching a peaceful settlement by the end of this year, as envisioned by the outgoing U.S. administration during last year's Annapolis Peace Conference, mainly a two-state solution. Related development: Israel's President Shimon Peres reiterated with the Egyptian counterpart during a meeting in the Egyptian resort town of Sharm el-Sheikh his willingness for comprehensive peace talk with the Arab world.
This week, Israeli military killed one Palestinian old man and wounded at least two others as the Israeli military invasions of Palestinian cities, towns, villages and refugee camps continued. More with IMEMC's Jessica Husley in the West Bank.
An elderly man, age 67, from the city of Jenin, was shot dead earlier this week by Israeli soldiers. The man was checking on his livestock nearby when the soldiers opened fire, killing him instantly. Meanwhile, the Israeli troops shot and wounded two Palestinian residents from the Farah refugee camp after invading the camp early this week. As part of the Israeli attacks on the West Bank, Israeli troops carried out more than 20 invasions into Palestinian areas, including Bethlehem, Hebron, Nablus, Tukaram, and Qalqilia, rounding up dozens of Palestinian residents. According to the Palestinian Center for Human Rights in Gaza, the daily detention campaigns conducted by the Israeli troops in the West Bank has led to the imprisonment of 2,074 Palestinian residents since the beginning of 2008. For other related news, this week, armed Israeli soldiers in the West Bank continued their daily attacks on Palestinian farmers while picking olives amidst the olive season, a major source of income for the Palestinian population. The American General Consul in Jerusalem, Jacob Wallace, expressed his concern over the continued settler attacks on Palestinians, saying that his administration has asked Israel for clarifications on this matter. Another development this week, Hamas sources have said that the West Bank-based Palestinian security services conducted a series of arrest campaigns against Hamas members and supporters. The sources added that more than 40 Hamas affiliates have been rounded up so far, particularly after Israel allowed the deployment of 500 Palestinian security personnel in the southern West Bank city of Hebron. For IMEMC, this is Jessica Holsey.
As uneasy ceasefire is established since June between Israel and Palestinian resistance groups in Gaza, the situation in the coastal territory remains tense. The details from Gaza with IMEMC's Rami Al-Mighari.
On Thursday, the local committee for breaking the Israeli blockade on Gaza condemned the continued Israeli blockade on the Gaza Strip after the Israeli military closed all Gaza's commercial crossings. The Israeli army closures of the crossings were based on reports that a homemade shell landed on nearby Israeli areas during the weekend. Also, the Israeli troops claimed that two shells were fired at an Israel tank near the southern Gaza city of Khan Yunis. Meanwhile, the Israeli army was reported for shooting and wounding a Palestinian girl near the city of Khan Yunis earlier this week. In the meantime, amidst a crippling Israeli blockade in the region, as well as an internationally enforced embargo, a third of three Gaza boats Hope arrived on the shores of Gaza this week. The boat had 27 internationals on board, including both Arab and Palestinian peace activists who came in a bid of solidarity with the besieged Gaza population after two boats broke the siege on August 23. For other related news, a number of Palestinian resistance factions which agreed to the Egyptian brokered ceasefire deal warned of the collapse of the current truce with Israel if Israel continues to close the crossings or attack Palestinian areas daily. The June ceasefire agreement stipulated the reopening of Gaza's crossings completely, leading to a gradual end of the siege in return for halting homemade shell fire from Gaza into Israel. Another concern, Egypt's President Hosni Mubarak told the Yedioth Ahronot Israeli newspaper that the captured Israeli soldier Gilad Shalit held by Hamas in Gaza since June 2006 is in a good health. Egypt has been brokering Israeli-Palestinian negotiations over a possible prisoner swap in which hundreds of Palestinian prisoners can be released by Israel in return for Shalit. At the internal level, the Hamas-led Interior Ministry in Gaza set free 17 Fatah Party members who have been kept inside Gaza prisons for the past month. Hamas says the move is intended to prepare the atmosphere for the upcoming Cairo-based Palestinian national talks slated for November 9. For IMEMC.org, I am Rami Al-Mighari in Gaza.
And that was just some of the news this week in Palestine. For constant updates, check our website www.imemc.org. Thanks for joining us from Occupied Bethlehem. This week's report has been brought to you by Hossam Kassis and George Shmawi. Goodbye.